Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you believe in your calling, your purpose, your assignment, the only way you'll ever be unsuccessful is by giving up, giving in, backing down, backing up, sitting down, quitting, or walking away. Never give up. The only way you lose.
Luke 18, verse 1. Luke 18, 1 in the New Living Translation. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never.
Never give in to the desire of the flesh to take the easy way out, to give in to the pressure of the moment. It is a sin to want to do it and not do it.
Romans 6, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires.
When the waiting ends, when you mentally decide to activate your desires and dreams, you're joined in your efforts by an amazing threesome, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And you will never have to back down from any challenge ever again. Ezra 10:4 in the Message Bible says, now get up, Ezra. Take charge. We're behind you. Don't back down. Have you ever made a bold statement or decision only to back up from your conviction based on the opinions of others? If you made a wrong statement or decision, you're convicted by the Holy Spirit, then you can apologize and back up for what you've said or done. Unless I'm being led by the Spirit to do so, I don't like backing up. In fact, if possible, I take reverse off my gear shift and out of my car because I want to be moving forward all the time.
Jeremiah 15:6 in the Classic Amplified Bible. You have rejected and forsaken me, says the Lord. You keep going in reverse. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of relenting concerning your punishment. Once again, we need to begin making progress in doing what it is we're destined to do. Never sitting down, never stopping our efforts until the job is done. In Luke 17:7 in the New Life Version, it says, Jesus teaching about being faithful. What if you owned a servant who was working in the field or taking care of sheep? Would you say to him when he comes in from work, come and sit down to eat? We need to never quit, even if we make a mistake. We just need to fess up, get up, and move on. Ecclesiastes 10:4 in the Message Bible says, if your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes. We never walk away from doing what is right in God's sight. James 1:23-25 in the New Living Translation says, for if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it.
Once we purpose in our hearts to never give up, give in, back up, back down, sit down, quit, or walk away, there are seven things that, well, we should be doing on our journey to success. First, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. There are voices which speak into our lives, some welcome, some not. But even those voices that we welcome are not always right in the advice they offer. However, there's one voice that is always right. once again, we need to remember the words of Romans 8:14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Second, write your vision and the critical path it'll take to achieve it. When you have a vision, it's personal. It's unique to you. Something that's God ordained and visualized to be a part of your life.
Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord said, write the vision and make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision shall speak. It will surely come. It will not tarry. The contemporary English version of Habakkuk 2:2 says, then the Lord told me, I will give you my message in the form of a vision. Write it clearly enough to be read at a glance.
We could do an entire teaching on that. In fact, I think we have in the past. Third, as I've always said, inspect what you expect to prevent defects in your plan so it can be perfect. Inspect what you expect to prevent defects so it can be perfect.
Psalm 18:20 in the Message Bible. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the ways he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Fourth, track your progress. Track your progress. Keep a journal of the times that God has answered your prayers and delivered you. Referring to this and putting it in your journal in the midst of adversity, but doing it down, by writing it down, it will encourage you to keep your faith strong no matter what comes your way.
Numbers 33:1-2 in the New Living Translation. This is the route the Israelites followed as they marched out of Egypt under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the stages of their march, identified by the different places where they stopped along the way.
One of the things that we encourage you to do, in fact, it's in the teaching, 7 things to do before you go to sleep at night, is to every day write down how God blessed you that day. See, this is not just some mental exercise. When you begin to list how God has blessed you that day, today, there's a spiritual dynamic loosed. And not only that, it's the kind of thing that will also encourage you no matter what you're going through. Fifth, seize the moment, seize the day, or the Latin for seize the day, carpe diem.
Exodus 13:3 in the Message Bible. Moses said to the people, always remember this day. This is the day when you came out of Egypt from a house of slavery. God brought you out of here with a powerful hand.
This is the day that you purpose in your heart to come out of Egypt, representing financial bondage and debt, and move into God's revelatory instructions for your finances. This is the day. It's 8:39 in the morning, Eastern time, as I say these words. Write the time down. Write the date down. Hallelujah. Six, give God the glory for the great things you will accomplish. We must testify of God's revelatory instructions and the manifestation of all the things that he stirred in our spirit and our lives. The key to establishing our victories and protecting us against every attack of the enemy is found in Revelation 12:11.
Revelation 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. You know, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. That means we are born again by the blood of the Lamb. And then we speak before the righteous judge only the words of God, not the words that the enemy wants to discourage us with, but only the words of God, because they're the ones that will change our life around.
Hallelujah. That's the truth. Seventh, remember, and we tell you this from time to time, remember who's in the foxhole with you when trouble comes.
Acts 5, verse 39. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. Listen to the Amplified, Classic Amplified Bible translation of Acts 5:39. But if it is of God, you will not be able to stop or overthrow or destroy them. You might even be found fighting against God. His word will prevail. That's why we must absolutely, positively stand on only the word of God. So stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. It's time to start moving forward. Ezekiel 38, verse 7 in the New Living Translation says, get ready, be prepared, keep all the armies around you mobilized, and take command of them. What does that mean in our lives? It means keep a watch, keep alert, keep on the right path, and be ready when the opportunity opens that we can walk through that door. As we begin a journey, there's always a time you don't know what to do. So we just need to follow the advice of Joshua, General Joshua, in Joshua 5, verse 14. 5:14 in the New Living Translation. Neither one, he replied. I am the commander of the Lord's army. At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do?
The last eight words of verse 14 will position us to fulfill our destiny. Let me say them again. What do you want your servant to do? We ask, he'll tell us. So we know that if we ask, he'll tell us, and what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? I was about to finish writing this, and I was reminded of a great quote by the late Andre Crouch, an amazing musician and man of God, whom we had the pleasure of meeting and talking with some years back. Andre once said, the message is that I was reminding myself and informing others of the fact that God has always been good to me. No matter what you're going through, God is with us. Life is a journey. That's a power quote. And as you journey through life, remember this. You're never, ever alone.
Hallelujah.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.